This is David Taylor, my latest in the series of podcasts on the Australian election. I'm still in Melbourne for a few more days, and I'm joined by the esteemed politics professor, Melbourne University, Verity Bergman. Verity, it's a very, very close race. Are we getting to the stage yet where we're going to start making predictions?
Well, I'm very wary about making predictions because it's so easy to be proven wrong. It's obviously going to be very close. It's certain almost that the Greens will hold the balance of power in the Senate, that neither of the major parties will have a majority in their own right there. But it's even looking increasingly likely that the lower house, the House of Representatives, might not have a clear outcome, and even that could be a hung parliament.
Has that happened many times in Australia's political history? Hung parliament in the lower...
No, well, there have been minority governments. Mm. Indeed, our very first Labor government in 1903-1904 was a minority Labor government. And yes, no, that has happened before. But something that could happen this time is that there could be a Green or two in the lower house, a few independents that could really confuse the issue. We might not even know on Saturday night who has been returned, which is unusual.
And, obviously we've now have a sort of a hung parliament in Westminster for the first time in many years. And obviously the negotiations that happened sort of after the election were entirely unpredictable. And if you'd have asked anyone to say before polling day that Nick Clegg would be David Cameron's deputy prime minister, not many people would have predicted that. I mean, is it equally as unknown as to what might happen in a situation like that here? Or is it certain that the Greens would go with Labour?
Absolutely. There is no... I can confidently say there is no likelihood that the Greens would support the Liberal National Party in government. The Labour candidate for Melbourne, who is most likely to be the first elected Green to the House of Representatives in a general election, there has been one in a by-election, Adam Bandt, I'm sure he would not be prepared to support a coalition government.
And what about independents?
The independents tend to be the ones that are there at the moment, sort of right of centre. So that is certainly a possibility that an Abbott government could be supported to a degree by a couple of those.
It's still very, very close, though, isn't it? I mean, the polls are virtually neck and neck. I mean, I think, you know, certainly from a Labour perspective, I think it's been encouraging to see perhaps a slight trend emerging over the last few days of, you know, maybe Gillard inching ahead just by one or two points, but it really is too close to call even at this late stage.
That's right, but I'd also like to stress what an incredibly boring election it is. The differences between the two main camps are minuscule, whereas at the last election in 2007, there were two really, really clear differences. The Labor Party was committed to getting rid of the horrible, regressive industrial relations policies of the Conservative Howard government, and they were also committed to enacting serious climate change mitigation measures. Now, they did get rid of the industrial relations legislation, but they failed to tackle seriously the problem of climate change, and that is really why they have come unstuck in the polls. When Prime Minister Rudd backed down on the emissions trading scheme, instead of going to a what we call a double dissolution election on the issue when it was blocked, that was when his approval rating as Prime Minister plummeted. In fact, it's been the fastest fall in a Prime Minister's approval rating ever in the history of our opinion polls.
I know. I mean, it was quite remarkable how quickly it happened and how we sort of find ourselves in this situation now. I mean, you say there's not much difference between the parties in this election, and for that reason it's boring. Do you think that perhaps more so than before, this is an election being fought on personality and who has... you know, the best skills opposed to the policies to take Australia forward?
Well, I suppose in a way the personalities are more distinct from each other than the actual policies of the party. So on the Labor side, we have a woman for the first time, you know, a female Prime Minister, and she's also unconventional in that she lives with her partner.